702. What's going viral with Kabazela?
12 minutes to 8 o'clock. What's gone viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairburn is brought to you by Vodacom Red. Hello, good sir.
Well, good morning, Africa. Always good on a Friday.
It is always good on a Friday. Well, the New York Police Department is warning Waze to stop tracking drunk driving checkpoints.
Yes, so Waze, if you don't know what Waze is, it's a GPS, tracking system where you put in the directions and it takes you to your destination. And it's also a crowd-sourced information platform. So if you are driving down the road and you see that there's a broken-down car, you can type it in and it warns the other people who might be on the same road. And this story is about the NYPD. They have sent a letter from their legal department to Google, who owns Waze, to say that they need to stop allowing users on the platform to identify where the drunk driving checkpoints are. Now, back home, you can do the exact same thing. And Google have responded and said that they believe that it aids people not to drink and drive because it's the same thing as a speed camera, right? So if you know where the speed camera is, you're going to slow down at that point where the speed camera is, as opposed to not knowing where it is. So it's got some people talking and some people saying that no, we should have the right to be able to know these things, and other people are saying yeah, they actually agree with the New York Police Department. So I don't know, back home here, do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea to identify these kind of things? Like, man, you might
tell. I mean, I guess it's the same thing with roadblocks, right? Because you can also put like police activity on these apps as well.
Mm.
So you technically might be, well, the police can argue you're aiding criminals to tell them where the police have set up a roadblock.
Yeah, so
which for me is, I suppose, the area of discomfort. We used to have a Twitter handle, I think, called Pig Spotter in South Africa, which might be doing something very
still
similar.
There.
And I've always had a problem with they warning South Africans of where the roadblocks would be, particularly for drinking and driving. The objective is to ensure that drivers, I suppose, adhere to traffic laws all the time, which includes do not drink and drive, do not speed, drive with a license, and make sure that your car has a license test that is still applicable, right?
Yeah.
If you assume that you can be stopped anywhere at any point, you are more likely to adhere to those traffic laws. But if you know that you can go to Waze or Pigspotter to find out where all these enforcements of the law processes are sort of located, you can then go on without ever having to have a license in your life, because we'll know exactly which roads to escape.
Yeah, indeed. So that's when they got that's got people talking. So if people want to weigh in on that one, you know the drill on WhatsApp or the old-fashioned way, 883-0702.
I love that is the old-fashioned way, 011-883-0702. Do you think Waze warning drivers of drunk driving checkpoints is a good thing or not? Should we also be asking South African drivers to stop doing that? 011-883-0702. Keeping it matters driving, motorists teaching each other a driving lesson in traffic.
Yes, so what's for you is the most frustrating thing when you're in traffic?
Taxi drivers doing their thing.
Okay, so obviously taxi drivers. So let's push that one out for now. So for me, the most annoying thing is when you're driving and you're stuck in traffic, right? And then the emergency lane. And, you know, Joe Soap, 200 meters down the road, thinks that his time is more important than yours. And he takes the emergency lane and he goes on the inside and he just cuts everybody out of the equation and then pulls in. For me, that just gets my blood boiling, right? So there's this video that's been caught, on dash cam footage, right? So this motorist saw that this guy had pulled out and he was in the emergency lane and he started overtaking everybody who was waiting their turn. So what he did was he saw it coming and he pulled his car like sort of halfway between the proper lane and the emergency lane. So he essentially blocked this guy off. So now this guy is stuck in the emergency lane and now he's wanting to get back in. But not one motorist let him get back into the normal traffic. And he sat there and he couldn't get in, and hopefully learned his lesson and probably won't do it again. But yeah. I love that one. I enjoyed that
video.
See,
I have a problem with a person who was teaching him a lesson because he himself is breaking the law. So you are teaching somebody who's breaking the law because you should never be in an emergency lane if there is no emergency. And the way you're doing it is by breaking the law, by straddling basically that emergency
lane.
So
you're saying they're both
wrong.
I have
an issue.
They're both wrong.
Both of them.
Yeah, but if you don't tell, if you don't let the other people know, then they'll just continue doing it. Then the next one will think, oh, he's doing it, I'm going to do it. And the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Then eventually it's four lanes across the road.
I tell you, we need public transportation in this country. Yeah. All of these problems will be taken away. Thank you very much, Kabazela. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Calling all Amakhosi fans, Vodacom is about to paint Four Ways Farmers Market red on the 9th of February. Be part of this exclusive viewing experience of the Soweto Derby alongside the legendary Lucas Radebe. Exclusive to Vodacom Red customers only. Register your entry to join the hashtag Soweto Derby Red Experience at redrewards.co.za. Vodacom Red, for those who expect more.